Welcome to episode 254 of the 10-10 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 10-10 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 10-10 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Philippians 2 verses 14 to 16. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. We are to shine as lights in the world. And one way to do this is by holding fast to the word of life. This is both a reference to a commitment to the scriptures and a holding on to Jesus, who himself is the word of life. Each Thursday, we share with you verses for your reflection and edification from the book Understudy. Check out our website for our recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes 11 passages from the book of Philippians. Philippians 1, verse 6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Don't think you're perfect? That's okay. God is not finished with you yet, but he who began a good work in you will complete it. Why? Because he is good. And more importantly, he is faithful. Philippians 1, verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul is a living example of what every true Christian should be. He lives for God's glory. Philippians 2, verses 3 to 4. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Much of what we do is not done out of love for others, but out of our own desire for advancement or promotion. We are driven by selfish ambition. But Paul calls us to a higher, more noble purpose in which we prioritize the interests of others. Philippians 2 verses 12 to 13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Paul calls on the Philippians to put forth real effort into their Christian lives. This is not to work their salvation in the sense of accomplishing it, but it is to work out their salvation to see it evident in every area of their lives, to activate the salvation that God has freely given them. Philippians 2 verses 14 to 15. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. We are called to fulfill our places as lights in the world. Let us not get distracted by complaining or disputing. Philippians 3 verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Essentially, Paul is saying something that the Philippians could identify with. Just as Roman colonists never forget that they belong to Rome, you must never forget that you are a citizen of heaven and your conduct must match your citizenship. Can people tell that you are a citizen of heaven rather than someone who belongs to the world? Philippians 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Whatever your circumstances, whoever you are, wherever you are, you should always be able to find joy in the Lord. Philippians 4 verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Do not be anxious. This is a command, not an option. And note, everything should be the subject of prayer, whatever it is. Philippians 4 verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Much of the Christian life comes down to the mind. As 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5 points out, we need to bring every thought captive to the obedience of God. Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. It is Christ who gives strength. Philippians 4 verse 19, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. The promise is to supply all our needs, not necessarily to go beyond those needs. Here are 6 more passages that did not make the list on our website that gives us a total of 17 for the book. Philippians 1 verse 3. I thank my God every time I remember you. How often do we do this? Do we thank God for our friends, for our family members, for our community of faith, for our coworkers? When someone crosses our mind, do we commend them to God? Maybe this is something we ought to be doing more of. Philippians 3 verses 7 to 8. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ. All of Paul's qualifications and everything on his resume could not compare to the knowledge of Christ. Paul was willing to lose everything, to give up everything, to renounce everything, so that he might gain Christ. Philippians 3 verses 10 to 11. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. To know Jesus is not the same as knowing his historical life. It's not the same as knowing his moral example, and it's not the same as knowing his great work on our behalf. We are called to know Jesus on a much more intimate level. Philippians 3 verse 13. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Keep looking forward. Don't fixate on the past. Don't obsess over the things not yet done or the character not yet perfected. Just keep pushing ahead. Philippians 4 verse 7. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. This is a time when we really need to experience God's peace. Philippians 4 verse 9. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Paul says, follow me as I follow Jesus. And the following of Jesus is how we gain peace. There we have it. 17 passages from the book of Philippians. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we'll be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.